Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Premier League victory.
Running a football club can often take it out of you.
Let's keep going, team. The big match is coming up.
Fortunately, I have a place where I can go to relax. Broadleaf Country Club offers an exclusive spa with a full treatment list. Ooh. But if that isn't your thing, we've got plenty of other options. Swimming. Tennis. Golf. Archery. Bullseye. Or why not take a stroll in the surrounding woodland? Feel at one with nature and the local wildlife. And after all that, why not head to the award-winning restaurant for some delicious local cuisine? Medium rare. My favorite. Broadleaf Country Club. Get your membership now.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
It's another loose-paced pass. It's fatigue setting in here at Selhurst Park. Both sides getting sloppy, making mistakes. Vieira signals to the field for another change.
I tell you what, it is just starting to feel a little bit like April, if you know what I mean, Peter.
Very much so, Billy. 85 minutes played here. The visitors, Eric Van Smits, Ashwood City, still leading 1-0. That Luna free kick in the first half, not his prettiest, but when it goes under the wall, there's very little you can do about it.
Yeah, you need the draft excluder for those scenarios, believe me. Gradually becoming a common thing we see in the game. Used to be considered a bit cheeky in my day, a bit of a cheeky tactic. Now very much the fabric of set-piece defending. And Palace will look back at that and say, why didn't we do it?
Palace make the change as Jordan Ayew comes on, looking to make something happen, looking to reduce the arrears.
Eric fancies a change now too.
Yes, the Dutchman now signalling frantically for a change as well.
Anything you can do, Patrick Vieira, I can do better.
Absolutely. Not short of self-confidence, the 61-year-old. Plenty of trophies in his Eredivisie days. Picked up a Europa League with Sevilla too, of course. Had a fair crack of the whip with Ashwood City in that tournament too. Although it was Matt Janssen that saw out that particular campaign.
Hold on a second. He looks like he's bringing on a forward here, Peter. Remy Dufour, what on earth?
Goodness, the tacticians amongst us and amongst you watching at home, I'm sure, look very perplexed.
Look at Patrick Nolan's face there. What a picture.
Patrick Nolan looks downright stumped.
He always looks like that, Peter. Hey!
And on he comes, a Dutchman himself, Remy Dufour. And play is underway again.
Palace haven't threatened enough for me, Peter. I think they've been too focused on containing the middle of the park. They got too bogged down in silly tactics that were never going to work, really. And they've let it slip in terms of putting some chances together.
Tyrick Mitchell shields Gustavo down the line. That's a corner.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Yes, corner given.
Look at Eric. Look at Eric.
Sending the big guns up, it would seem.
You're winning, mate. You're winning, for goodness sake, Eric. Stop this madness.
Gustavo stands over it. Bodies arriving. Adeyemi, Vassos, Broom has got a leap on him. Kevin jostling at this near post. In towards Kevin, saved by Glaita. Broom surely off the post. Slot looking to clear. Bodies in the way. Kevin can have another go. Save again. Defoe!
game set and match Ashwood City. A super sub with his first touch.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season four of the offensive.
Pick up the fucking phone.
Hi, Patrick.
Did you just burp when answering the phone to me?
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Deal with it. Happy Easter.
That is so immature.
So?
What do you mean, so? It's bloody immature. Grow up.
Fuck off.
Yeah, whatever. Look, I'm outside Stamford Bridge. They won't let me in the stadium. Can you have a fucking word or something?
With who?
Timo Werner, please. I don't fucking know, Jess. Just somebody, so they will let in the chief exec of the team they're playing against, for God's sake.
Excuse me. Hi. Yeah. Can I have another glass?
Fuck's sake.
Thanks. And also, my friend, Mr. Nolan, has been denied entry. Right. Okay. Thank you. Yep, you're not allowed in.
Why not?
Sanctions.
Yeah, but you're in.
Yeah, but Chelsea are only allowed a certain amount of corporate seat allocations, so... Yeah, soz, bro.
Listen, bro, get your ass out of there now so I can go in. Jess.
Fuck off!
Colin.
Hey, Pat. Happy Easter. I didn't recognise you without the glasses.
What? I don't wear glasses.
Don't you?
No.
Oh.
There's no point trying to go in.
Why, are we going to lose?
No, they've reached the capacity they're allowed for boardroom attendance.
We can sit with the away fans.
No fucking way.
Why not?
And also, Ashwood away fans don't sit. They stand and sing for the best part of 2 hours. Not with my back, no thanks.
That, and they kick your head in.
Yeah, well... You know, I played rugby at Eton, okay? I know a thing or two about rough and tumble.
Rough and tumble, fuck me.
What are
you? You both waiting for me? That's nice of you.
We can't get in.
Why not? You too drunk?
Do I look drunk?
Yeah, tipsy, maybe.
Fuck, of course. The fucking sanctions. Bollocks.
It would have been nice if we were told ahead of time.
Right, pub it isn't.
It's Easter Sunday, pal. They'll be rammed.
Hi, guys.
Oh, look, it's the wee fluffy Easter bunny. You got any lovely eggs shoved up your bum?
Shut up.
Ooh, all right. Jesus.
Check out the hot cross bunny.
I'm not cross. I've got some bad news. We can't get into the ground. Sorry, guys.
Oh, thanks for the breaking news, pal. God knows what we do without you. I heard Princess Diana died and all.
Look, we've tried, Theo, okay? We're just looking for a restaurant in Chelsea where we can go, okay? Oh, actually, I know one around here. Used to be Marco Pierre White's, but now the sous chef has taken over, I think.
I didn't say restaurant, I said pub.
Well, same thing.
All right, so Marco Pierre White's place is going to whack the football on for us, are they?
No, it used to be his. The sous chef has actually
Shut
taken...
up! Look, there's a pub, right there. Live football.
Excuse me.
What?
That's a Wetherspoons. That is a chalkboard sign with chili con carne spelt wrong.
Ah, come on. Don't be a snob.
I'm not being a snob. I'm trying to have a nice time.
No chance.
Why not?
Because Theo's here.
Oh, ha ha. Very funny.
Just come on. They'll do a wee roast in here if you're hungry.
Wait. Look, see, I found a pub here. Perfect. Look at that. Yeah? And they do a roast. See? Look at that.
What the fuck is that?
That's not a roast, pal.
Yeah, it is. That's the lamb cutlet right there.
That's the cutlet from a fucking field mouse, pal.
55 quid for that? I thought you were supposed to be fucking cheap.
Well, I'm obviously going to invoice Chelsea, aren't I? I mean, my lunch should be catered by them.
Well, you enjoy your pub, because we'll be in here, actually watching the game.
3 points of that stuff, please, pal.
Sure.
Can you get the game on?
Yeah, no problem. You, Ashwood?
Yeah, but don't tell nobody.
Chelsea, look, over there.
Oh, fuck, would you look at that? Woody!
What's that?
Look at the table by the TV.
What the fuck?
Chelsea staff.
That's their football lot.
I know, Diego there, thingy, the head scale. And what's his name, Bobby Bellend? What's his name?
Dunno, I only know him as Bobby Bellend. There you go, mate.
Cheers. Here we go, boys. Happy East.
Thanks. Cheers, pal.
Cheers. Did you get the food menu?
You don't need it, pal. You're looking a little heavy.
Fine, I'll get them.
Oh, here he is. Lord Lamb Cuntlet.
Yeah, whatever.
What's up, pal? Run out of cash after your starter.
They're fully booked. Yeah. Right, the floors are sticky. Why are the floors sticky?
Saves you slipping over after a few.
What are we having?
A nice time until you arrived.
what are we laughing at?
You!
Fuck's sake, so immature.
Immature? Come on, just having a laugh.
Yeah, well, this club could do with some maturity, some class.
Yeah, well, this club could do with some maturity.
Is that the Chelsea lot over there?
Yep.
Ah, oh, fucking hell, Bobby Billings coming over.
I come in peace.
Hey, very good.
Could you leave in peace now?
Ah, the sanctioned derby. Hey, what all?
Yeah, should be a good one, especially after what Brentford did to you.
Yes, very good, very good. And what about you guys in Burnley?
Oh. I changed manager since then, pal.
Oh, of course. How can I forget? In with the old, eh?
Hey, it's recycling. Good for the planet.
There he is.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah, you okay?
White wine? Didn't realise me nana was joining us.
Colin, what did I just say about maturity?
You know what I think when I hear the word maturity? MILF porn.
Hey, I know what you mean.
Jesus Christ.
Guys, can we just keep the language down a bit? Is that right?
Yeah, sorry. I do apologise. Sorry.
Listen, Patrick, I meant to reach out. We loved you in the interview and the meeting after. It's just...
Right, yeah. Cool. Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, you know, enjoy the game, Bobby.
Hopefully we can pick it up with a new owner. Who knows? It's all a bit mad.
Yeah, sounds fab. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Peck what?
Paddy here. Chelsea CEO in the making. Am I right?
What?
Theo, shut up. Okay, cheers, Bobby, mate. Speak soon, yeah?
Hang on. You went for an interview.
And the rest? Well, an interview, a Bobby. Meeting, then the dinner. Fucking hell. Remember those scallops? Wow-wee.
Bobby.
Marco-Pierre White's sous chef, that place.
Bobby, can you just fuck off?
Game hasn't even kicked off yet. Can we just take it down a notch?
Just...
All right. Okay.
Ooh, let's see what's on the menu then. Ooh, roast dinner for £9. Hey, that sounds good. Hey, Woody, Colin. It's not bad. Not bad, eh? Guys.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Listen, sorry, can you not stand next to me whilst I'm peeing?
That's from City Football. That's the little...
Right, yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake, you just got your piss on my shoe.
Ashford.
Right, that's enough.
Ashford. Ashford, come back.
Can we please go somewhere else?
Food's here now.
Oh, Christ, look at that.
It's not bad.
Not bad? What is it then? Awful? Disgusting?
Ooh, good pass. Oh no, he's offside.
I didn't miss anything then, would he? No. Okay, great.
I must have missed something though.
Oh, here we go.
When were you going to actually leave us? You know, exactly. I'm assuming it was after Sven fucked off and things got a bit tough.
Woody, don't start with me, all right, mate? You're the one who's on the verge of leaving.
Yeah, and I've been clear about that from the fucking start, haven't I?
Oh, that makes it different, does it?
Of course it fucking does.
How?
Because I don't fucking spring it on you. Because there's time to fucking prepare. And because I'm keeping you in the loop every step of the fucking way.
Wait, you're leaving?
No, maybe. I don't know.
He's going to stay if we get Europe.
Shit, a bonus for that first.
Shut up, Cole. Shoot!
Ah, Christ's sake.
Oh, your lot enjoyed that one, pal.
They're not my lot. Now, can we please just enjoy this cold Easter Sunday roast dinner with this... Oh, fuck me. Is that supposed to be gravy? My chicken is grey. Why is my chicken grey?
You got the beef.
I'm the one with a beef.
You've got lamb.
I meant metaphorical beef. With him.
Okay, can we just stop now, please? I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Good. Thank you, Sam. Easier now. That is maturity. Yeah, see what I mean? Now, I feel like we should complain. What do you think?
I think it's okay, to be honest.
Theo, you're really not the standard bearer for high taste, okay? You live in a semi-detached...
It's not a semi-detached.
Well, I've been there. Yes, it is.
It's just our garages that are connected.
Yeah, that still counts. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Keo. You're fucking trash.
You live at the top of a Premier Inn.
I'm in between apartments.
Yeah, for like a year.
He's coming up to a year, actually. So I really must get a move on.
But you can get a move on by getting the next fucking round in.
Fuck off, man. I got the fucking last one.
Oh, did you? Well, I bet it's you then, Theo.
He seems like one of them cunts.
One of them cunts? What do you mean?
Guys, that's enough, all right? We've got families in here. That table there, all right? That table there, they can eat.
Yeah, so, sorry. We will keep the bad language down to a minimum. Yeah, sorry again.
Thank you.
I've gone red. Yeah, I've actually gone red.
Oh, you're getting a job at your native,
I've got
eh?
Jess burping down the phone at me.
And to be fair, I hate it when she does that.
I've got you lot, who were too badly behaved for a bloody Wetherspoons.
I think you'll find Theo said cunt too.
I was repeating your one.
Enough. Okay, I'm going to get a bloody seminar for our club on behaviour, on maturity, on... Oh, fuck.
Save, Emmanuel. Fucking good save.
Oh, thank fuck. God.
You see 8 shots on target.
Sorry, what was that?
Shots on target, mate. 8 of them. How many are you at?
Woody, what? Just settle down.
I am.
How many on target, lads?
Let me see, pal. How about this?
Hey,
that hit the target, didn't it?
Woody.
What were you doing? Hey,
that chicken at me. Oh, yep, look, their chicken's grey as well.
Have some of that, you fucking oligarch shagging John Terry apologising. Come
on! I've been hit. Potato on the ear.
Are you all right? Patrick, are you all right?
Have that, you fuckers.
Oh, Patrick, come on.
Ha-ha, I got him in the fucking eye with me, Karen.
You're going to need a fucking scrum cart like Peter Chet, you cunt. Oi, that's enough. What do you say? Hey, what do you say? It's a family place.
Yeah, a bloke just threw up on the fruit machine, but yeah, family place.
Don't like it? You can leave. Enough's enough. You're supposed to be setting an example.
Won't happen again.
Yeah, you're right, it won't. So shut up and watch the game. Ah, for fuck's sake, why'd I have to throw my fork?
We'll just ask for another one.
Nah, that's a man defeat, isn't it?
I think I made a man cry with a fucking carrot, look.
How long left?
See the graphics, top left.
I can't see it from here.
Because you don't have your glasses.
I don't wear fucking glasses, Colin.
20 minutes.
What are we thinking? New at the bridge? Pretty decent.
I mean, yeah, I'd take that.
We've played all right, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been dull as shite, but yeah, decent enough from us.
We invest in a couple more areas, you know, and we compete with these lads next season. In fact, I think we'd be all over them.
I agree with you there. We're only half finished.
Well, get used to it, gentlemen. Okay, we're going to be the new guys in town. Trust me.
Imagine a good run in the Champions League.
Don't.
I'm just saying.
I know, but just let's not get carried away.
No, Woody, come on. Yeah, it's time to start thinking and behaving like a big club.
We need to reprogram ourselves, otherwise we're no better than fucking Tottenham.
Yeah, no, I'm serious about these seminars. I'm going to get a motivational speaker in, because Colin is right, we need to reprogram. Okay, we've got the best striker in the league. We've got Akufo, who, to be honest, should be at City. We've got Luna, I mean, David fucking Luna. We've got the France number one in goal. We've got, you know, what did Gary Neville say about Angelo Vassos?
As good as Van Dijk.
Right? I mean, come on. Yeah, it's time we put the petulance, the immaturity, the small club mentality, the childish little...
Go on!
Shoot!
Yes!
Come on!
Yes! Fucking have some of that. Have some fucking potato and fucking carrot.
Here's a yacht of fucking pudding, you cunt.
Would you cover me? Want some chicken, you cunt? That's weirdly great.
What a you-mute act.
Have this jug of gravy.
Theo, no.
Oh, God.
Yep. We're leaving.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The Club Shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.